Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Lackadvara-Stewart, your host, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, that's RTR Truth Media, Reloaded. You know, sometimes I speak in prepared presentations. I made friends now with Brian Young, amazing presenter. He's more of an anarchist in nature, but he believes in the non-aggression principle. And he did an analysis on a video that I saw some time ago that was put out by the Florida sheriffs that is just absolutely spot on as far as I'm concerned. Many people who seek to fight for freedom, they do so because they know that something is inherently wrong. What is inherently wrong? Natural law that governs the conduct of a reasonable mind seems to really be a figment of our imagination that it exists today. The principles that caused the Declaration of Independence to come into being, the Articles of Confederation, the Bill of Rights. And sometimes we have to cut through. We have to cut through the cognitive dissonance that has been programming us for a very long time. Now, tonight, I'm going to share this presentation with you. And then we're going to get on to another matter. All of you know who have been listening to my show that I have been torn over the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Of course, we want a conservative on the Supreme Court, and we don't want a flaming liberal. But at the same time, the principles of natural law, the principles that caused the restraints by the anti-federalists to be demanded, the right to be left alone, the right to not be molested if you were not harming anyone, are serious, serious issues that Judge Kavanaugh have violated over the course of his career. A phony sex scandal has become reality TV Washington, D.C. It's disgusting. It's insane. But it's what grabs the minds of most Tide Pod-eating millennials and people who are so conditioned by the authoritarianism in both parties that these issues are only spoken about by people who are rational and who have managed to put principles over party. So we're going to be covering that a little bit later on. Chris Ann Hall was on Fox News talking about it. Judge Napolitano has weighed in on it. Rand Paul has weighed in on it. Also, we're going to be having in the future, I spoke to Ryan Bundy's campaign manager. He's going to be coming back on the show, and I'd like to ask him as well. You know, I think I already know his position on this. He's not big for authoritarianism, which makes him an outsider, which I hope people out there in Nevada learn real quick that they have a real possibility here to free themselves. But I know what we're fighting. So anyway, I'm going to get to this first presentation. I am in the chat. You can go to resurrectrepublic.com or that's resurrectrepublic.blogspot.com. Click on the chat. We are in the chat. It's also resurrectrepublic.chattango.com. Facebook.com. Same chat there. Also, you can, for those of you that are using Twitter, I will be using Twitter tonight too. It's up on my screen if you want to chime in. Once we get through this presentation, we're going to open up the phone lines if you want to call in. So anyway, this is Brian Young with a little bit of my added content towards the end, and a presentation that really shed some light on some serious issues.
Before I begin this video, is it just me, or does Christine Blasey Ford bear a strong resemblance to Garth from Wayne's World?
Coming to get you.
Anyway, somebody recently sent me a link to this video. When I watched it, I thought it was an Onion News Network spoof commercial mocking law enforcement. And then I realized it comes from the Florida Sheriff's YouTube channel. It was launched on October 16, 2015, has over 300,000 views, and, of course, the comments are disabled. This is one of the most blatant propaganda pieces for upside-down world I've seen in a while. Let's go through this.
This very important law enforcement officer training video is being brought to you by Star and Shield Group, dedicated to the public safety community and their families. What you need to know about the Sovereign Citizen Movement.
I'm Sadie Darnell, Sheriff of Alachua County. This video is being produced by the Florida Sheriff's Association and the U.S. Attorney's Office to raise awareness for law enforcement regarding the Sovereign Citizen Movement and how they may impact us. Sovereign Citizen is a catch-all phrase used to describe a variety of anti-government groups and individuals.
Okay, that was a mouthful, so let's take this one step at a time. First, wearing a costume and appearing on camera does not equal credibility. Logic and reason is the credible foundation we'll rely on as we go through this video. Next, I wouldn't personally use the term sovereign citizen because it lends itself to the idea of a legally recognized subject or national of a state or commonwealth. If you truly believe you are not subject to the imagined state powers, then I think you would only want to refer to yourself as an individual. And all individuals are indeed sovereign. You own you, I own me. I have no right to harm you if you haven't violated my sovereignty, and you have no right to harm me if I haven't violated your sovereignty. It's pretty simple. No one on this earth has a higher legitimate claim over your life or property than you. And you don't have a higher legitimate claim over the lives and properties of others. I think even a 5-year-old can understand this. She says that these people
share a common belief that our United States government, including our court system and law enforcement, is a fraud and they are exempt from our authority.
This is not a common belief. It's an observable fact. The U.S. government, the court system, and law enforcement are indeed frauds. The power of the state is a fiction that rests in the minds of those who believe that certain human beings possess rights the rest of us don't have. If no one has a higher legitimate claim over your life and property than you, then that includes individuals who call themselves government. Unless, of course, there is some magic that exists which transforms regular human beings into superhumans with godlike authoritative powers. And since that's not true, we need to go with reality. If they do have such a power over others, where did they get it? And why doesn't everybody have that kind of authority? Are they saying that uniforms, badges, and titles grant special rights? If they can't prove this, then they are the ones who are acting outside the bounds of legitimacy, logic, reason, and truth. And they actually dwell in the world of immorality. She says that such people claim to be exempt from our authority. What's her implication here? Wait a minute, buddy. You are subject to my authority. How utterly pompous. Now get ready for some heavy-duty propaganda.
Now to Georgia, where the streets outside a county courthouse were quiet again after a bloody shootout on its steps.
Just before lunch, this was the sound of the gunfight outside the Forsyth County Courthouse north of Atlanta, recorded on a cell phone by an eyewitness. Police say that Dennis Marks, a self-described anti-government sovereign citizen.
So the seed that's planted in the minds of viewers of this propaganda piece is, if you're anti-government, which is not much different than saying anti-mafia, except that the government is worse, then you are a bad person.
Was behind the wheel of this silver SUV, carrying an assault rifle, tear gas, pepper spray, two handguns, a bomb, and flex ties that he planned to use to restrain people. Marks was part of an underground movement that believes its members don't have to follow the law. The government calls them domestic terrorists. They publicly reject violence, but members have had shootouts with police before.
So what they're trying to convey to listeners is that while they publicly reject violence, their actions tell a different story. If this guy truly had an anarchist mindset, he would not be seeking to harm people. It'd be like saying you're an animal lover and yet you kick your dog and you torment kittens. Then the news gets up there and says that people who call themselves animal lovers are really domestic animal abusers. They're grouping anti-government individuals, which we all should be because those involved in government are part of the world's largest crime syndicate. They're saying that anti-government people are domestic terrorists. Just take my word for it. I'm government and I'm always right.
I'm Pamela Marsh, and I'm the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Florida. There have been numerous encounters by law enforcement with sovereign citizens across the nation and right here in the state of Florida. We've seen sovereign citizens who've created their own driver's license and vehicle tags. They've filed million-dollar false liens against government officials and law enforcement officials. They may challenge the validity of our state and national laws.
Oh my gosh, they challenge the validity of state and national laws? You know, laws that threaten innocent people, harm them, take their stuff, and lead them off to war? They challenge the validity of those laws? How criminal of them.
Sovereign citizens may tell you that you have no authority over them and that they are not within your jurisdiction, but that is simply not true.
Did you get what she's saying?
They say you don't have authority over them, but that's not true. You do have authority over them. You are their rightful rulers. There is a ruling class and there is a slave class. You law enforcers are the ruling class, and you have every right to rule over your slaves. They are under your jurisdiction and under your authority.
Look at this woman. She's one of the many glazed-over zombie cult leaders in the largest authoritarian cult on the planet called government. And we're just warming up, guys.
It's our hope that through this training video, you will learn more about what sovereign citizens believe, and that most of all, it will help keep you safe.
Translation, it's our hope that through this cult indoctrination brainwashing video, that you will come to understand that you don't own yourself. We do. If we give a command, you must comply. If we craft a law, you must obey. You are not to question our authority or jurisdiction over you. You are the slave, we are the masters. Do I make myself clear?
Known as sovereign citizens. People who do not believe that many of the basic laws of this country apply to them.
I am not an American citizen. I do not recognize these. I am my counsel.
They have disrupted courtrooms, led police on high-speed chases, and even engaged in murderous shootouts with authorities.
Remember, anytime you watch the news, they always call individuals with badges and uniforms and guns officials or authorities. These people actually believe that they have the moral right to rule you, and you have the moral obligation to obey those rulers, or you will be punished.
Oh, my God.
There are an estimated 300,000 sovereign citizens in America. The FBI classifies them as a domestic terrorist movement.
Isn't that ironic? The FBI, the nation's own domestic terrorist movement, calls sovereign individuals a domestic terrorist movement. What about the IRS or the CIA or the DEA? What about the Department of Injustice? These state-funded agencies are demonstrably domestic terrorist groups. This is unbelievably hypocritical.
Many of these people followed a scary progression from passionate but peaceful to ultra-violent.
A sovereign is an individual that interprets the Constitution of the United States differently.
Actually, no. A sovereign person is one who doesn't want to be unjustly threatened, harmed, or stolen from. You guys, on the other hand, claim to have more rights, more authority, more legitimacy than other people. Period. So who are the crazy ones? The ones who want peace or the ones who want to boss everybody else around?
Sovereigns believe essentially that the United States government is not a legitimate government, but is a corporation.
Sovereigns believe this? This is what the government says about itself. Here it is right here. Title 28, U.S. Code 3002-15A. United States means a federal corporation. But they don't think twice about villainizing you for proclaiming the simple, observable truth. Look, guys, when you stand up for your individual rights, you're actually standing up for the rights of every human being everywhere. It's not okay for other people to think it's okay for them to initiate violence, issue threats, and steal the belongings of others. An injustice committed by one man anywhere is an injustice committed against all men everywhere. If water is indeed wet, and it is, there is no man-made law that can make it anything other than it is. If stealing and the initiation of force against innocent people is wrong for you and me, then it's wrong for everyone. I don't care if they call themselves government or law enforcer or whatever. The sad thing is, it's dangerous to be right when the government is so wrong.
So they will not have a driver's license, a vehicle registration, an insurance card, or anything in which there is some type of implicit contract, verbal or nonverbal contract.
How'd he do that?
My father made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
What was that?
Luca Brazzi held a gun to his head, and my father assured him that either his brain or his signature would be on the contract.
In which the United States government can hold sway over them as a slave.
I can't believe you just said that. Because that's exactly what government does through all these things. Licensing, registration, regulations, and laws. These all hold sway over the people and make them slaves of the state.
Sovereigns believe in two different things. That each of us are two distinct individuals. We are our free man, which is our flesh and blood, our human aspect, and we're our straw man. And that straw man is that corporate slave, if you will, to the United States corporate government.
The second thing to me is actually irrelevant. We are individuals, period. That's all that matters. I'm a person, and you are a person. You don't have more rights than me, and I don't have more rights than you. If through some means of legislative hocus pocus, they've deceived us or coerced us into signing onto some tax form or liability waiver or so-called social contract, that's a different thing altogether. The real-world dilemma is that there are certain people who think they have a legitimate authority over others. Now, I understand about the corporate fiction and the straw man argument, but I'm not totally on board with it. The bottom line for me is that I'm a human and you're a human.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast with Brian Young.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lackabara-Stewart. And just to let you guys know, we do have the chat room up and going. There are some folks in the chat room. You can go to resurrectorepublic.com or resurrectorepublic.blogspot.com or, rtrtruthmedia.com or rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com or resurrectorepublic.chattango.com. That is all the same chat room, so you can jump in there if you want. We will be sharing a full video presentation immediately following the show on this and a few other things. You can either go to the chat room or you can go to at Tom Lackavera. That's the RTR Truth Media on Twitter account. And, you know, spread these links out there. Also, Facebook, we're sharing the Spreaker live stream going on right now. So you can share that as well. So without any further ado, now this gentleman's channel is called High Impact Vlogs. His High Impact Flicks channel was terminated. Big surprise there as to why, huh? Yep. It was taken down. So, but we're going to be making this presentation to you after the show, and it has some very interesting add-ons. And in the description of everything, there's going to be some links to some pretty important information. And just, I'd like to give one quick shout out to Officer Jack McLam, who has been much on my thoughts, and Carol Asher, who was of course his personal assistant. My thoughts with her as well. I've been reading Aiden Abett, a little bit. I miss Jack. We all miss Jack. So anyway, let's get back to Brian Young.
The bottom line for me is that I'm a human and you're a human. You don't hurt me and take my stuff, and I don't hurt you and take your stuff. If at any point we transgress that, then we've committed a very real crime because we've left a very real victim.
The rhetoric of a sovereign is very important from an officer safety standpoint. You'll hear a lot that I'm a free man of the land.
I am protected by the land. Do not tell me to shut up. I am the living natural man, and my voice will be heard.
This is Ernie Wayne Tertelge, the Montana mountain man who was arrested and fined and caged for fishing without a government-issued license. Remember, a license is nothing more than the government taking your natural right away from you and selling it back to you as a permission slip to do whatever you had the right to do in the first place.
They will ask you, what is the reason for stopping me?
This guy acts like asking what you're being stopped for is the action of a domestic terrorist.
10-4. I'm asking you again, what am I being pulled over for? What am I being stopped for? Am I being detained?
I am traveling. I am not driving. I do not have to provide a driver's license because I am a sovereign.
Guys, think about this for a second. Even driver's licenses are truly illegitimate and don't even have any ground in their so-called supreme law of the land, the Constitution. You have a right to travel, therefore you have the right to drive. And nobody has any legitimate authority to take that right away from you.
All right, stay seated, Scott. You have a license on you?
I do not submit to unlawful inquiry, sir.
Okay, so you don't have a driver's license?
I have a right to travel unencumbered freely.
You do not have jurisdiction over me.
So what's he implying here? We do have jurisdiction over you. And if you think we don't, you are the crazy one.
Are you a peace officer or a police officer? There's a difference in the sovereign rhetoric.
I also need to know if you're a constitutional common law peace officer, or are you a police officer? Because there is a difference.
Some sovereigns will ask you to fill out paperwork explaining your jurisdiction over them. Some will be argumentative, but the argument that you will get most is that you have, as a law enforcement officer, you have no jurisdiction over them. And they will constantly repeat that.
Proving that no human being has the legitimate authority or jurisdiction over another human being is very simple. If you do believe you have jurisdiction or authority over me, then you believe I am a slave and that I must submit to your wishes as a master. Since slavery is an illegitimate and immoral proposition that hinges on the very real concept of evil, what these people are admitting, both overtly and covertly, is that you are their slaves and they are your masters.
Their objective is to confuse you.
That may be true for some, I don't know. But I would say the true objective is to be left alone and in peace, period. I'm not going to mess with you. Please, don't mess with me.
You don't know their level of commitment. If they are providing this information in order to confuse you or in order to distract you to the point where they can take advantage of you and assault you or kill you.
Another lie that attempts through propaganda to villainize peaceful people. Then they give this story.
May the 20th, 2010 started out like any other day. Two veterans of our West Memphis, Arkansas Police Department, Bill Evans and Brandon Powdert, were patrolling the interstate as part of the department's drug interdiction team, something they love to do.
Drug interdiction or prohibition team. This is a part of the so-called war on drugs, which is really a war on people.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR, Truth Media. All right, folks, back to Brian Young. Tell me this isn't beautiful. Go ahead.
And this is something that these officers loved to do. In other words, they loved harassing harmless, innocent people because politicians made a law which made it illegal to possess certain compounds or plants. Hey, we're just following orders.
They became involved in what seemed to be a routine traffic stop, though I've always warned my officers there is no such thing. But really, how much more routine can you get than pulling over a father and son in what looked like a church bus? My men didn't realize who or what they were dealing with. Neither officer made it home. And one of them was my son.
Now, these officers were involved in committing a crime by stopping these people and harassing them. And they were killed in the act of committing a crime. When a street thug without a uniform commits a crime, do people generally feel sorry for the violent offenders? No.
I'm Bob Powder, Chief of the West Memphis Police Department. My officers, Bill and my son Brandon, didn't realize that there are people at war with this country that are not international terrorists.
Exactly, Bob. And those people that are at war with America are the international bankers, their puppet politicians, and the enforcers, like your son, who chose to suppress truth and trample freedoms as they just followed their orders. These are the true terrorists.
They are seemingly ordinary people, just like you and me, but they don't recognize the federal government's authority to impose laws or taxes on them.
That's because outside of psychotic fantasy land, humans don't have the legitimate right to impose laws which are at the commands of politicians or theft on other humans. Ever. And it's utter insanity to try to convince people otherwise.
They're known as sovereign citizens. Their beliefs may sound so out there that they appear comical or crazy.
No, Bob. What you're saying is comical and crazy. What you're saying is that you have the moral right to tell other grown adults...
Folks, I just want to make one disclaimer here that you can't see on the visual presentation. No one here advocates bringing violence upon anyone else. We're not excusing the actions of these two individuals that everybody's heard about, just bringing an AK-47 to bear upon these two officers. I don't advocate that whatsoever. I want to make that clear just as a disclaimer. I don't believe Brian does either. We believe in the non-aggression principle. However, when assault is being brought upon you unlawfully, then, you know, that's a whole other matter to discuss for another night. Go ahead and roll.
No, Bob, what you're saying is comical and crazy. What you're saying is that you have the moral right to tell other grown adults what they should and shouldn't do because you say it. If people don't comply, you believe you have the moral right to punish the disobedient. You reserve for yourself, without any just cause, the right to harm others and steal their stuff.
But don't discount or ignore these people, because they are willing to kill and be killed for these beliefs.
If that is not a broad brush, I don't know what is. I bet there aren't a fraction of so-called sovereign citizens who would harm anybody. And even if they were all crazy, that doesn't mean the principles of self-ownership and determination, or the principle of do to others what you would want others to do to you, don't apply.
We as law enforcement officers need to recognize this very real threat so we can protect ourselves.
The very real threat comes from a gang of badged and uniformed thugs who believe they can boss people around, exact fines, arrest, and cage people.
And maybe if Brandon and Bill had been able to recognize the warning signs of sovereign beliefs, they'd be alive today.
Maybe if Brandon and Bill had minded their own business and not unjustly provoked someone to wrath, they'd still be alive today.
Indicators from an officer safety standpoint is...
Oh my God, look at this horrible indicator that you're dealing with a domestic terrorist. I don't want to be safe. I just want to be free. We dare defend our rights. Feds out of Dixie. What criminals for wanting to defend their rights? What criminals for wanting to be free?
There are indicators on the vehicle itself. It could be bumper stickers.
They're even condemning a clip from one of our founding fathers, James Adams.
It could be a specific type of homemade license plate. They will not have legitimate driver's licenses or vehicle registrations.
Legitimate driver's licenses or registrations. The implication here is that government-issued permission slips or licenses, those are the ones that are legitimate. As if it's legitimate to take a man's natural right away and sell it back to him with limitations.
However, they will have homemade licenses or registration, which furthers their cause. There's three types of sovereign categories in which we see regularly. Constitutional sovereigns. Religious sovereigns, which believe the only law they have to follow is God's law, and diplomatic sovereigns, which believe that they are diplomats or citizens of another country or Native American or Aboriginal to the United States, therefore not subject to United States law. From a law enforcement standpoint, if a law enforcement officer has an encounter that someone is claiming to be a sovereign citizen, it is very important to have a plan. And what we suggest is when you identify someone as a sovereign, either through their rhetoric, through their paperwork, or through some other type of means, is you automatically disconnect and call for a backup officer and for a supervisor.
Yeah, Sarge, we need some backup here. This guy just asked me where I got the right to be a road pirate and asked me if I would personally like someone to extort me like I'm doing to him. It sounds like a domestic terrorist to me, Sarge. He's impeding my ability to steal his money. Please send backup. Over.
Have a plan when it comes to dealing with a sovereign. Document the incident through a report, through a field contact. Document the incident and then share that information with your agency, with other surrounding agencies.
In other words, make a record of that person so we can have him on file and make his life difficult.
And if you engage in a verbal confrontation with them, rest assured they're most likely videotaping it. And then they will use that as propaganda to discredit you as an officer, to discredit your agency, and to further their sovereign beliefs and cause.
Yeah, if we record cops being criminals and put that out on the internet for all to see, that's propaganda that furthers the cause of what again? How about it furthers the cause of justice and brings your criminal actions to light? These law enforcers do not like being filmed.
Well, I just asked you for your license, your registration, and your proof of insurance.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, you're being video recorded and audio recorded.
So are you.
Oh, well, good.
Do not get distracted by their verbiage, by their rhetoric, by their onslaught of paperwork or language that they're giving you.
In other words, don't get distracted by the facts. Don't get confused by logic. Don't come to the realization that you, Mr. Cop, are violating your own laws. And for God's sake, don't wake up to the fact that if you were to take a shuttle back to the days of the Founding Fathers and you looked down, you'd find that you're wearing a red coat. And if you looked up, you'd discover that you're looking down the barrel of a musket owned by a Sam Adams or a Patrick Henry. Because none of those guys would tolerate the tyrannical crap you're trying to shovel out in this propaganda video for 1 second. Hey, law enforcers. I'm really glad you put a video like this out there for everybody to see just how insane you truly are.
When they come into the courts, usually they have lots of paperwork that's hard to decipher. It takes a lot of time with our staff to try to decipher what it is they're trying to file. And then in their case files, they're usually very voluminous. They take a lot of time.
Aw, look, the state's playing the victim. This is hilarious. Like the state doesn't know anything about storing voluminous records on us.
And in the courts, they can be belligerent. Sometimes they don't want to stand up when the judge comes into the courtroom.
Did you hear that? These people expect for you to stand up and honor them when they come into the courtroom. They expect you to obey their commands. They expect you not to question their authority. They expect you to treat it as a foregone conclusion that you are their subject and they are your masters.
And they're always representing themselves in the court. So you can see it does have a huge impact on the courts, you know, on a statewide basis.
In one county in the Northern District of Florida, an individual turned violent when law enforcement went to execute a warrant at his home.
Huh. Imagine that. Somebody wanting to protect themselves against the thuggery of armed enforcers.
Sheriff's offices are often targeted by sovereign citizen groups because we're in charge of the courts and we run both the civil and criminal process serving. When a sovereign citizen presents you either false identification or invalid documents, you need to advise them that it's not recognized by the sheriff or the court and then take no action on it. But be very cautious of how you approach them and what you say to them, because you can leave your agency open for liability.
Did you hear that? Be real careful what you say around these people, because you can leave yourself open to liability. What kind of liability would that be? Oh, I don't know. How about harassing people? People who haven't committed a crime? Just take a look at this frame for a second. Sovereign citizen extremist violence. There's no more extremist or violent entity than those who are part of government. So violent, in fact, that the government is responsible for slaughtering over 250 million of its own people in the last century alone. And they call these homegrown terrorists? Who doesn't rightly hate the government?
It's not gone away. It increases in membership and beliefs.
Let's end this propaganda piece with this. Check out what this chick says.
There are groups of individuals who believe that the United States government is something that they do not have to abide by and something that they will actively resist.
Golly, ma'am, I'm not real good at history, but that sure sounds like another group of people a couple hundred years ago who thought exactly that. Let's see now. Who was that? Oh, yeah. Then there are guys who wrote that their Declaration of Independence. Independence means they were declaring their sovereignty. In other words, they believed they owned themselves and they didn't need rulers or masters telling them what to do. The fundamental basis upon which this country was built has been condemned and labeled as domestic terrorism by this state-funded propaganda video. Leave your thoughts about this for the world, the Google Thought Police, and of course the federal government in the comments section below.
Hello everyone, this is Lavoie Finicum. I think I'm pretty upset this evening. I've been going since 5 this morning and headed out, taking a load of cows out to my winter range. I'll be back sometime tonight in the dark. But I've been following what's happening over in Bend, Oregon with that ranching family over there, the Hammond family. And I'm pretty upset with what BLM has done to them. Actually, I'm really angry. They had a prescribed burn that was allowed, got off onto 100 acres, burned 100 acres of BLM. Just rangeland, you know, 100 acres. They'll come back just as green next year as ever. They threw him in jail. They fined him a tremendous amount of fines. And now it looks like they're facing 5 more years in prison. These are real lives. These are real people. And by dang, I'm angry about it. America, how long am I going to put up with this type of stuff? You know, it's time to stop. You know, here in this area, BLM's good to the ranchers here. They don't have a problem here out on the strip. Some good, decent people there. But the question isn't, are they doing good? The question is, should they have the power to do good? If they've got the power to do good, they got the power to do bad. If they got the power to help, they have the power to destroy. They shouldn't have the power, period. Because look what they're doing over to that family, the Hammond family. It's outrageous. And I'm pretty dang angry about it. I'd like to use a lot stronger language, but my daughters and my wife will probably watch this, my mom, and so I'll refrain. But dadgummit, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. BLM, here I am. You want to pick on somebody? Come pick on me. My cows are out here. You tell me you got to get them off. I'm not taking them off. You know, you want to play those antics with other people, harass them, destroy their lives? Well, here I am. You come pick on me. Come on, pick on me. And I'm not going anywhere. By darn, it's time somebody stands up and tells you, go fly a kite.
Armed anti-government protesters occupying federal land at a national wildlife refuge and calling on militia members from around the country to join them. ABC's Neil Karlinski has the latest, joins us from the scene there in Burns, Oregon. Good morning, Neil.
Robin, good morning. This is the wildlife refuge that militia group has taken over. And take a look. You can see they've actually draped an American flag over the sign here. And those cars down there are part of a makeshift roadblock that they've set up. There has been no violence at all out here, but this group does say they are prepared to defend themselves if necessary.
Overnight, ABC News is taken inside the standoff, where several dozen militiamen, some openly armed, are camping out for a second night at this federal wildlife refuge.
There's no vandalism. We want to leave this place the way we found it.
Their claim that this land doesn't belong to the federal government, but to the people.
This refuge here is rightfully owned by the people.
The group vowing to occupy the outpost for years.
I am 100% willing to lay my life down to fight against tyranny in this country.
In this clip, first posted to Facebook, one of the reported militiamen overheard issuing a call to arms, urging others to join them.
We need you to bring your arms.
It all started Saturday at a large rally protesting the jail sentence of a pair of ranchers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, both scheduled to report to prison today to serve a 5-year sentence for an alleged arson fire on federal land.
I'm going to jail for 5 years for 127. Seems like a bit of an overkill.
The attorneys for the men who already served some time for this conviction but were released claim they set the fires to prevent an invasive species of plant from growing on their land.
We love you! We support you!
While at the rally, a large group broke off after one of the leaders proclaimed, "Those who want to take a hard stand, get in your trucks and follow me."
Nevada rancher Eamon Bundy leading the protest.
Back up! You're gonna get back!
His family making headlines in 2014 after his father faced off with federal agents in Nevada over cattle grazing rights.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Down in Texas, oh, London telephone lines
sound.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrectory Public Truth Radio broadcast. Well, that was a very interesting presentation, and you will find the link to the full video presentation of that at the chat room. You can go to the chat room. Also, we are going to, for those of you who are on Twitter, you know, I use it because it's very easy to share links this way. People are always asking me, you know, do you have a link to that? Do you have a link to that? Well, yeah, I do. It's real easy. If you guys, if for no other reason, you just open up a Twitter account so that during the show, we can share links with you, that would be great. So that's at Tom Lacovara, RTR Truth Media channel on Twitter, or you can go to rtrtruthmedia.com, the chat room, rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, click on the chat, and you will find the link. It is the most recent post to the RTR Truth Media website. It is entitled "A Right Cannot Lawfully Be Abrogated," so you can have at that. Also, folks, there's on the upper right hand side, there's that PayPal button. We do not have any corporate sponsors. The only people that we advertise for, and it is because I use their product myself and I believe in it, is Pruitt's Tree Resin. You'll find a link to Pruitt's Tree Resin, the Miracle Salve. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you that I use this product when I have cuts and scrapes, and it helped repair my elbow when I tore it apart. It's a really great stuff. You can go to rtrtruthmedia.com, click on the left-hand side. You'll see a link for Pruitt's Tree Resin. Let them know that we sent you over there. If you do purchase from them, and we don't profit share, so I'm... Aside from the support they've given us in the past, we're not making any money at that. I'm not selling anything. It's just I believe in that product, and I would like to promote the products that I use that I believe in. So that being said, Brian Young, his high-impact channel, highimpactflix.com, I would ask that you guys go over there and sign up for his email. He occasionally will send you some free stuff. It's always very interesting reading. And, you know, he kind of takes it. Oh, I almost forgot. He's going to be debating Mike the Cop from YouTube on the 8th. Just a few days off. I want everybody in on that and watching live as it goes on. It'll be really interesting. Anyway, we'll be right back doing some coverage of Kavanaugh. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.